I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John Flynn, former Erie County District Attorney and partner with Lippis Mathias, LLP, is on the WBEN Bison Automotive Live Line this morning talking about the incident in Minneapolis with the fatal ICE shooting. John, having seen the video, and you know the law, what are you thinking about this?
Well, you have to think about all the factors that are going to go into play to make a decision if you're either A, the local district attorney, or B, the federal government, and whether or not you're going to charge this federal officer. There's concurrent jurisdiction here, so both the feds and the state DA can criminally charge this officer if they feel that he has committed a crime. There are two different crimes, obviously. The state has the homicide murder investigation, and the feds, the only thing the feds can do criminally against this officer is to charge him with a civil rights violation. And believe it or not, a civil rights violation under Section 18 in the U.S. Code is a criminal offense. So that's the first thing that's going to be done right now. I mean, and that's what, you know, if I'm the district attorney, that's what I'm factoring in, whether or not, you know, I'm going to charge this officer.
John, how much does the rhetoric that we heard in the immediate aftermath from just about everybody all over the country, it seems, play into or impact the investigation that's about to happen?
Well, it should not, Brian. The investigation, should be done looking at the evidence. If you're a professional law enforcement official, which, you know, we're dealing with here with the FBI and with, you know, the state Minneapolis District Attorney's Office, you know, they are going to follow the evidence, and wherever the evidence leads them, that is going to make or break whether or not charges are appropriate here. The rhetoric before and after obviously doesn't help the situation from a, in my opinion, a public safety standpoint. Because what the rhetoric has done here is that it has pitted the feds against the state, and they're not cooperating. I'm reading media reports where basically that the state is saying that the feds are taking over the investigation and they're not letting us see the evidence, and pretty much we're out of the loop. That to me is mind-boggling. Quite frankly, I would never let that happen. If this would have happened in Buffalo, as a DA, I'm going to be like, you know, pound sand. I'm investigating this thing. I don't care what you say.
How does that work? You know, I think we're only used to seeing that on TV. You know, hey, this is my investigation now. You know, somebody comes in from higher up. But how does that work? I mean, how involved should local authorities be versus federal authorities?
Well, they should both be working together, Brian. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, that's what happened in the Tops shooting. We saw it play out here in the Tops shooting where, you know, the feds and myself and the state, we worked together. And we got the job done. That's what should be going on here. I quite frankly have never seen it get this bad anywhere. I mean, I've never heard of or seen a situation where basically the feds have said, you know, you know, I've heard the Fed saying, hey, we're going to take the lead, okay? You know, we're going to be the lead investigator. That's one thing, okay? But to say that we're just kind of taking over, and then the state by just saying, well, okay, well, you know, we're not going to get involved because they're taking over, that's never happened. I mean, I'm shooting from the hip here by saying never, obviously. But I don't mean to exaggerate, but I mean, it just doesn't happen, Brian. What that does, that's because of the rhetoric, or the rhetoric plays into that, I think, and the animosity and the partisanship. At the end of the day, it's bad for public safety.
And this lack of cooperation between the state and feds, are you worried about where that's headed?
Well, I'm worried about where it could head, Susan, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the state DA here has to investigate for a homicide. I mean, the feds, like I said before, the feds can't investigate for a homicide here. The feds have no homicide charge. That's a state charge. Now, I'm not saying that this guy deserves to be charged with homicide or not. Okay? I'm just saying that that's the investigation that's got to be done by the state. So if the federal government takes over all the evidence, and I say that meaning that they take the car, they take the gun, they take the ammunition, all the shell casings at the scene, okay, and they take all the physical evidence, and they won't turn it over to the feds. I mean, play it out even further. If they take the body, okay, of the dead woman here, and the feds do the autopsy and say, hey, you know, we're not going to give you any of the evidence, now the state can't do their own examination of the body. I mean, the state needs to do the cause of death analysis on the homicide. They need the body for the autopsy. They need the car. They need the gun. They need the ballistics, okay? And if the feds ever say, we're not going to turn that over to you and give that to you, I don't know what happens, Susan. It's preposterous. I've never seen it happen. And again, I'm not saying that's going to happen, all right? I'm just saying that would be the worst-case scenario here.
When you look at this case, this is getting probably way ahead of ourselves, John, but I'm just thinking of how many people have now seen this video, have heard a million different people comment on it. If this were to go to trial, I mean, how hard would it get? How hard would it be to get an impartial jury?
Oh, yeah, it's very difficult. You're going to have to go outside the Minneapolis area, probably, you know, and go into a rural county there in Minnesota, you know, even in a rural county, you know, you're going to get people who are going to see the video. I mean, it's the same concern I had, like, you know, going back to the top shooting. You know, one of my main concerns was, you know, all the talk and all the media attention and everything, that, you know, all the national media that came in here, you know. I was concerned about, you know, having a jury and having them moved out of Buffalo and having them moved down to Cattaraugus County or Chautauqua County. I didn't want that to happen, obviously, because I wanted our community to prosecute this guy. Fortunately, it didn't happen. He took a guilty plea. But, yeah, you're always concerned about that. And, you know, if it comes to the point where, you know, the immediate vicinity of the Hennepin County, which is a county in Minneapolis, St. Paul there. If you can't get a good jury in Hennepin County, you're going to have to go outside into a rural area of Minnesota there.
Hey, John, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
No problem, Susan.
John Flynn, former Erie County DA with Lippis Mathias, LLP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.